Earlier today, I had an opportunity to catch up with the head coach of the Cougars, Justin Price. And just a quick little backstory before we talked about football, we talked about a battle that came to light last year. For he has three sons, and his youngest son, Jack, who was less than a year old, was diagnosed with leukemia. So great support, great outreach to help in that fight. Glad to say things are going well for Jack. We'll get an update from Coach in our conversation, but that's what we lead off with. Here's my conversation with Campbell County High School Coach Justin Price.
So many times social media falls short of all it can be, but I want to first get an update on how Jack is doing. Last year it was remarkable to see his battle come to light and see such great support for you, him, and your family. How is he doing these days?
Jack's doing really well. He had a stint a few days in the hospital last week, but, you know, he's in the maintenance phase of his treatment plan. You know, you just to see the way God's protected him and surrounded him has been phenomenal to see from a father's perspective, to see God receive so much glory through Jack. And even though Jack maybe not understand mm-hmm. what all is going on and how much support he's been given, from not just Campbell County, but all over East Tennessee. It's one day he'll get to look back and see it. But yeah, Jack's doing good. He should be at the game tonight cheering on the Cougars. But, you know, he's got a long road ahead of him, and we'll continue to ask for prayers for him as he continues this journey. So far, we're excited where he's at right now.
That is so good to hear. Tell me, is it difficult at all to fathom that you're in your 10th season here at Campbell County?
Yeah, it is. You know, I thought when I took the job when I was 26, I knew exactly what I was doing, and I realize now that I'm still learning. And you know, but this is it's a great place to be. You know, our players come every day to get better. Our administration, our entire community, just really rallied behind the vision that we want to set for here. You know, to be year 10 is something I'm very grateful for.
It's the 45th year of the school, and it was something to see that in the first 25 years of Cougar football, there were 11 different head coaches. What do you think that it's meant to this program that you're now the second straight coach to have a 10-year tenure?
Well, I think, you know, kids need consistency, you know, and I think any program needs consistency. I think when you look at programs that have a lot of change, those teams, you know, they can overcome that, but it can be more difficult. And I think, you know, us, I've had the same principal since I've been here. Just got a new athletic director just this year, but a guy that's been on staff here for the same 10 years that we've been here. So there's a lot of similarities between what our visions are for our program and how our school supports us, and that is reflected in our kids. You know, our kids understand that, you know, what they see, what they've known for the last 10 years is what we're going to get every year. And so we're excited about what we've done for that last 10 seasons, but also know that we'll continue to try to grow this as much as we can.
It had to be a big moment last year. You became the first coach at Campbell County to get 50 wins. What was that event like?
You know, I think obviously, you know, getting to win number 50 means a lot, and not just for me personally, but for our coaching staff now, the coaches that we've had over the last 10 years, you know, because each win tells a story. You know, you can go back and watch a game, and each win is different. Each win's unique, just like each season is. And, you know, so those 50 wins are 50 great stories, but just like those losses that we've had, you know, those are times where we've probably grown the most. But, you know, that was an exciting night for us, for sure, and hopefully we can get 50 more.
Well, you hold the spotlight tonight on Rivalry Thursday. What's it like to have this community spotlighted with this game against Carnes, which is the team that you've played the most in your program's history?
Yeah, you know, Rivalry Thursday is an awesome opportunity for high school football to be showcased on TV throughout the area, and we're very fortunate to have that opportunity. But we want to reflect our community in a positive light, but also for our kids to get to go and showcase a little bit of their talents and how hard that they work. You know, all high school kids throughout the area, you know, they're going to school during the day, they're practicing until 6-7 o'clock at night sometimes, and so anytime they can go out and, you know, show more people just what they are able to do is exciting. And it's exciting for Campbell County. It's also exciting for Carnes. But, you know, it's going to be a good night for our community to be represented in the way that we should tonight.
What makes playing on the Hill special?
You know, I felt there was one point we won 10 straight games here. You know, it's a unique setting. It's got a great view of the mountains. But, you know, I feel like that we do have a home field advantage. I think sometimes that's hard to do in high school. But us, we got a big stadium. We usually have great support. And, you know, so the Hill's a special place, and we're excited to be playing here tonight.
You come in with a record of 3-2. How do you feel your team's playing this year?
You know, we early on in the year, I didn't feel like we were playing our best football, but I don't think we yet had found our identity. The last 2 weeks, we've won the last two games. We've been playing at a high level. You know, in the unique preseason that we had with the lack of preparation, you know, you kind of expected some of those things. So the way our kids have responded each week to the adversity of, you know, finding out who we are, what are our strengths and how do we capitalize on those? What are our weaknesses and how do we hide those? And, you know, our kids have done a good job of that. So hopefully tonight we continue to improve on areas that we've improved on up to this point. And, you know, some of those weaknesses that we had earlier on in the year, hopefully we've improved in those areas.
No doubt this has been and continues to be as unique a season as anybody's ever experienced at the high school level in the state of Tennessee. But how has your team answered the challenge to make sure that what they do as individuals doesn't impact the ability to continue your season? How has your team handled the challenge of dealing with COVID-19?
You know, I think it's going so long now. You see it in the school. They see it when they go to Walmart. So I think our kids are familiar with what's expected. I think they understand the guidelines that are in place. But, you know, sometimes that can be hard in a football setting when you're celebrating and things like that. But, you know, our kids have, you know, done everything we've asked to the best of their ability, and that's all you can ask for.
How is your team when it comes to football health going into this first game of the second half of your schedule?
We're pretty healthy tonight. You know, obviously you're kind of at that midpoint year, so you'll have some injuries. But, you know, those guys that need to fill in need to be ready to go. But tonight we feel like we're almost 100%. Obviously not where we – 100 completely healthy, but we got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football for us playing tonight, so we're excited that they're all out there.
You carry quite the win streak. It's the longest win streak for either side, Karnes, Campbell County in the series history. They got you your first year as a head coach. You haven't lost since. Do you talk about a streak like that as you enter each game, or how do you handle this rivalry?
You know, I feel like the DNA our program is, and I know it's coaching talk, but just to take one at a time, you know, I've always felt like at Campbell County, I've always tried to tell our kids, we'll never be defined by the scoreboard, win or lose. And a couple weeks ago, we got shut out and got beat. And then the last two weeks, we've won. And each Monday, we've approached it the same way. And that's just to continue to worry about Campbell County. You know, we never want to lose to Campbell County. If we get beat, it's because the other team just outperformed us, and we'll take that. So, you know, we won't talk too much about that streak. Mm-hmm. But I know that's fun when you're talking about rivalry games and you play along and really proud of that winning streak. But, you know, tonight we just got to worry about us.
What stands out about Karnes as you look at them this year?
A very talented running back, number 8. You know, he can stick in the middle and go, but he can also get on the perimeter. And, you know, they do a good – Coach Taylor and his staff do a good job of getting him the ball different ways. So we just got to make sure we know where he's at. But at the same time, you can't let those other guys make a lot of plays. So defensively, we have an opportunity to make a tackle we need to. And then offensively, you know, we got to be able to move the football. And then we get inside the red zone. You know, that's when Karnes likes to blitz and play some man. So we got to find a way to put some points on the board.
Coach, very much appreciate your time. It's great to be back up here in Campbell County. Good luck tonight. Enjoy everything about Rivalry Thursday. Great to hear that Jack's doing well. Best of good health to you, your family, and your team as you move forward. Good luck.
Thanks, John. It means a lot to me.
And so Justin Price, head coach Campbell County, tonight the Cougars play host to Karnes on Rivalry Thursday.